I was picking tops of flowers, harvesting spinach. I also like being here with Peter and myself as my key worker. I live in a group home in Clonus. I lost my mum 8 years ago, and she put me into a group home. She wanted me to live in a group home. She knows my dad won't be able to look after me at home, but I do get home every weekend. I've a lot of homes.
We're working with adults with intellectual disability, and our Bible is New Directions. So you work on person-centred plans for each individual with emphasis on trying to get them out of the centres into the community and meeting people. So with us, some of our group, horticulture was a big thing. They wanted to do horticulture. And we read about this pilot project, but the therapy side of it was a big thing too, because it wasn't just them coming out. Like, they've come out, they've learned about plants, they're outside, there's even the chats. It actually has built confidence with some of our group to be able to speak about their feelings, which is a big thing.
It's different. I look forward to it. Feels reminds me of my mum. My mum taught me how to garden.
It's a very different place to come to. There's even for myself, because as I said, I'm not outdoorsy type, but there's a very relaxed, calm and just easy feeling about it. You come out, there's no really rules or regulations. You're coming in, you're doing whatever. There's nothing rigid about it, and there's just a lovely atmosphere. And for me, I've found I'm listening to trees and I'm hearing different things that I've never heard before, and actually quite amazed at how things have grown.
Cozy, baby. I feel happy when I have Uncle Peter and Auntie Michelle. And I had to call him Uncle Peter for a bit of crack.
Oh, yes. I don't like inside work. Outside. Out in the field.
So you learn more out here than you would in the town. You would, no, get the fresh air. That's how you call it, no. Out there this morning, lovely fresh air this morning. You wouldn't get in the town.
I have to say, Robbie and Fiona have been brilliant, and Anya. And I suppose it's testament to them just how much to their skills and how at ease they make people feel. You know, it's shown through the enthusiasm of the group coming out. Like, they really look forward to it.
I mean, it's two-way, you know. These guys are learning things, but we're learning every time you guys come here. So, you know, it's a two-way exchange. Flows both ways. So Peter's going to teach me
how to sharpen
the scythe. So
what was that first bit you did with the circular motion?
Get the edge in it.
Yeah. So that was making an edge.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You find that now.
And then what was the second bit with the whisking?
Sharpen two sides of it.
You could then do on the other side. Okay. Let me just feed it. Oh yeah, that's. You can give me instructions to keep me right. What do you think?
Three engine out. You put your hand on your down in there.
So the first thing you did, you held it like this, and you were, it was just like
that there for a second.
And then you were doing that.
Yeah.
And you're pulling it away from the blade?
I'm pulling it away, yeah.
Right. And then you were doing a big...
Yeah.
And again, you're pulling along and away.
You know, you're going faster, here.
No, I wouldn't be as fast as you. Peter learned it as a boy.
Good. Yeah.
Thank you very much.
Yeah. So when it's wet, the dress wet, not cut too well.
Not cut.
Yeah, that should shave the ground. Should shave it.
Shave
clean.
It clean, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, well, that's brilliant. Thank you very much.
It's just a very calm feeling. Just it's hard to describe, actually. It's been a really positive thing, and the individuals that I have coming out with me are waiting for a Friday morning and really, really enthusiastic. And whilst they're here, they're in absolutely brilliant form. So for us, it's been brilliant for all of us.